Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Moving on to the decision to appoint former FBI Director Robert Mueller as special counsel to the Russian investigation. We're joined live from the White House by Kenneth Moten. Kenneth, the White House not really given a ton of heads up on this move.
Yeah, about 20, 30 minutes, if that. They had no clue this was coming. It was the White House chief counsel who alerted the president, along with other senior White House officials who went into the Oval Office to tell the president that this special counsel had been appointed.
Well, what was the White House reaction?
Well, we were told it was measured. We got some background on exactly what was happening in those crucial minutes after the president was notified. They said he had a very measured response. The official who told us actually was surprised. I think they expected a different reaction from President Trump. And what they got, they said, was a measured response where they quickly put out a statement. We know the statement said, quote, "As I have stated many times, a thorough investigation will confirm that what we already know, that there was no collusion between my campaign and any foreign entity. I look forward to this matter concluding quickly." And so what we're told is that this White House feels united, feels renewed to go after it, to really focus on its agenda. And they also have an easy out now, Susan. They can now say with any Russia questions, it's under investigation.
All right. You said a measured statement that you just read. There's no tweets from the president. Are we expecting this to be the reaction now going forward when dealing with the Russian investigation, more on this tone than it has been in the past?
We can expect every single time this White House is asked about Russia is to say a special counsel, independent of anybody within the Justice Department that the president has appointed, is now investigating this matter. They can literally pretty much pawn it off onto Robert Mueller and his team. And so you mentioned no tweets. Only that paper statement the president put out, that is rare, especially for this president. We have not seen any tweets on this. We have not seen any when he was obviously speaking at that graduation yesterday in Connecticut. Nothing. We heard nothing from the president on Russia, nothing on this appointment of special counsel. He has a joint news conference today with the president of Colombia. We're told from sources here at the White House, do not expect the president to address this special counsel issue.
I was wondering if that would dominate this news conference, which the White House probably wouldn't want.
I think it will dominate in the questioning. I think what we'll see is a typical and a standard and a common response from the president. Typically they ask two questions, or a reporter is allowed to ask two questions per president. So we get a total of about four questions in a joint news conference. Don't expect to hear the president go into detail about his thoughts on the special counsel.
Where does James Comey fit into all this, and what do we know about the relationship between Mueller and Comey?
That is a good question. We obviously know that Comey replaced Mueller at the FBI. This is a man who, Mueller is a person who is just really highly praised by both Democrats and Republicans. If you look at his confirmations in the Senate, they were incredible. It was unanimous the first time, almost unanimous the second time. And obviously he bled over into President Obama's administration. And so then Comey replaced him. I think obviously as the FBI directors are being in that same group, they have a lot of respect for each other. But this is Mueller is a man who's going to come in here, according to both Democrats and Republicans, and they believe get to the bottom of all of this. And so where Comey plays in all of this is that there's been this big swell on Capitol Hill to get Comey on the record on Capitol Hill to testify. We've got at least three committees right now, including the Judiciary Committee, especially after the memo mess came out, 48 hours ago, that there was some type of memo that Comey wrote saying that the president wanted to or asked him to, hey, pretty much put the kibosh on the Flynn investigation. And so we know that they want Comey, they want to hear from him, and most likely they're going to hear from him pretty soon.
All right, that's correspondent Kenneth Moten joining us live from the White House.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.